Restaurants are disappearing fast, but their ghosts are still delivering you food. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In the before times, starting a restaurant was a big investment. Location, tables, chairs, utensils, branding, marketing, a bunch of employees. But now, with predictions that 25% of small restaurants could close because of the pandemic, entrepreneurs are finding that all you really need is a kitchen, an online menu, and a way to deliver food, usually through a delivery app. Uber's plan to buy Postmates for more than $2.5 billion is, in part, a bet on food delivery, in at least the near pandemic future. Anna Weiner is a contributing writer for The New Yorker covering Silicon Valley. She wrote about all this in a piece called Our Ghost Kitchen Future.
I think they're all over the country. I think they're primarily in cities. You know, they're in Denver, they're in Miami. But I should also note that the idea of a delivery-only or takeout-only restaurant is not new. This is something Domino's has been doing for decades.
Are these ghost kitchens targeting a wide swath of people? Or is it primarily expensive food delivered with a fee attached?
A lot of the food that's being prepared in ghost kitchens is fast food or, you know, priced at the same level as, you know, slightly more expensive fast food. One of the things that I thought was really interesting when I was researching is that the food is not actually being cooked on site exactly. It's being prepared, but the food comes from U.S. foods. And so, I don't know, it's just this placelessness that sort of pervades the model that I think is interesting and unusual and might account for why some of it is less expensive than what you might get from a local restaurant chain that has three dine-in restaurants and then a commissary kitchen to expand the delivery footprint.
Let's talk about the economics of delivery, because traditionally that hasn't been a good business. And as far as we know, still isn't.
It's an exploitative business model in a lot of ways. When you have a trailer in a parking lot and maybe two or three people are preparing meals out of that trailer that represent six or seven restaurant brands that don't actually exist anywhere else in the world except, you know, on the delivery apps and in this parking lot, that is so many fewer employees than six or seven brick and mortar restaurants would employ and have on payroll and potentially give health insurance to. And you strip away a lot, not just of the sort of community and person interaction dynamics of restaurants, but also, you know, who restaurants are serving on the back end.
This has sort of like been a trend that's been accelerated by the pandemic and feels in some ways like the future of restaurants, at least in the short term, right?
I think that's right. And I think that that qualification is important, that this feels like a trend that has been accelerated or intensified. Hopefully there will be an end to this moment or there will be something on the other side. And so to say this is our future in the long term, I think is probably a little bit of an overshot.
Do we have a sense of what might happen if, like, for example, in California, you know, the state is trying hard to force, let's say, Uber and Postmates and Lyft to reclassify their workers as employees? Is this bet on ghost kitchens predicated on the idea that there will be a huge labor force that can be classified as independent contractors?
I think that the entire business model is predicated on the vulnerability of underpaid gig economy workers. Yes, I think that that's why these companies have been fighting something like AB5 in California. They've been fighting the classification of their workers as employees. I think that that would undermine the business model entirely.
Anna Weiner is a contributing writer for The New Yorker. Despite what we may lose as a society, the research firm Euromonitor predicts that ghost kitchens will be a $1 trillion business globally by 2030. And now for some related links. This is probably where we should point out that former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick got into this business with a startup called Cloud Kitchens a few years ago. He's been buying inexpensive property in the US, India, China, the UK, and elsewhere, and letting chefs and would-be restaurateurs lease space and start delivering food. A Wall Street Journal story from November of 2019 notes that Reef Technology, which Anna Weiner talked about in her piece, is the primary competitor. But one has to assume that Uber Eats and Postmates are also potentially a huge part of Kalanick's Cloud Kitchen's future. which is all just kind of incestuous and weird, really. But it's probably also worth noting that, as we mentioned, the delivery business still isn't a proven moneymaker, and it relies on an army of contract gig workers who have been rebelling against Uber for years. And all these companies, the gig worker companies, are still trying to make sure that California and potentially other states don't force them to classify all those workers as employees, which might turn the whole business model into a ghost. A Fortune story from last week notes that gig workers are definitely not happy about Uber's Postmates buy. They said it will make it easier for Uber to suppress worker pay. The Fortune story quotes a gig worker organizer who says, quote, "It's like if a large-scale embezzler were allowed to buy a bank." So this ghost kitchen future story is not yet all the way written, folks. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.